Good morning. Today is March 31, 2026, and this is your Monex USA Daily Market Update. The dollar, or what many refer to as the buck, is trading modestly weaker this morning after what has been a notably strong month. In fact, March could still go down as its best monthly performance since 2024. That said, we are seeing some pullback as we approach month end. A big part of this shift is tied to global inflation dynamics. Rising inflation pressures across multiple regions are reinforcing expectations that central banks will need to maintain a more hawkish stance. As a result, several currencies are beginning to recover ground lost in recent sessions. The dollar had recently climbed to its highest level since late November, according to the Bloomberg Dollar Spot Index. Meanwhile, emerging market currencies, tracked by the MSCI Emerging Markets Currency Index, are rebounding after previously falling to their weakest levels since that same period. Even with today's softer tone, the dollar could still finish March up around 2.0%, making it one of the standout performers for the month. Now, the broader macro backdrop remains heavily influenced by geopolitical risk. Ongoing tensions in the Middle East, particularly the escalation beyond Iran and Israel, have created a wave of uncertainty in global markets. Recent developments, including drone attacks over Dubai and a tanker incident near Kuwait, have added to that pressure. These events are also being felt domestically. U.S. consumers are now facing gasoline prices at $4.0 per gallon for the first time since 2022. On the policy front, the White House has indicated that negotiations are progressing, but the economic and geopolitical impact has already been significant. Turning to today's data calendar, we have a couple of important releases at 10 a.m. Eastern. We'll see the Conference Board's Consumer Confidence and Expectations Survey for March, alongside the JOLTS report covering job openings and quits for February. Looking ahead to the rest of the week, the key event will be Friday's non-farm payrolls report at 8:30 a.m. Eastern, which will provide further insight into the strength of the U.S. labor market. Now, shifting over to Europe. The euro is attempting to stage a modest recovery after recently falling to its weakest level since July of last year. It's been a volatile first quarter for the shared currency, with significant swings, including a period where it reached its strongest level against the dollar since 2021. Inflation remains a central theme here as well. The latest consumer price index reading for the eurozone came in at 2.5% for March, marking the highest level since January 2025. This reinforces the narrative that inflation pressures are building globally. Looking ahead, markets will be watching the S&P Global Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index, which is set to be released tomorrow. Finally, let's touch on Mexico. The Mexican peso is showing signs of appreciation after last week's decline, which followed a somewhat surprising move by the central bank, Banxico. The bank cut its benchmark interest rate by 25 basis points, and notably, the decision was split among policymakers. That uncertainty led to a drop of more than 2.0% in the peso, pushing it to its weakest level since December 10. However, the so-called super peso appears to be stabilizing. Mexico's president, Claudia Sheinbaum, recently commented that her administration is not concerned about the peso losing some momentum, emphasizing that it remains significantly stronger than it was a year ago. And she has a point, the peso is currently about 13.6% stronger than it was at the end of March last year. That's it for today's market update. Be sure to tune back in next time to stay up to date with the market moves that impact your business bottom line. Disclaimer: this podcast is for informational purposes only and does not constitute financial advice. Please consult with a professional for specific investment decisions.